But we're so lucky, actually, luckily, the province of Ontario are making their efforts to attract more nurses, including IENs or internationally educated nurses, to come and work and practice their professions here in Ontario. So actually, they created some programs and inducements for newly grad nurses and IENs, our supportive employer, which is Extended Care Maple View. They are so supportive in terms of our professional growth. And not only that, they are so open to meet our goals in life, to practice our profession or nursing profession.
This is Coming of Age, Meeting the Needs of Our Aging Population, a podcast about how we can better support our seniors. I'm your host, Donna Duncan. I'm also the CEO of the Ontario Long-Term Care Association, which represents about 70% of long-term care homes in Ontario, Canada. This episode was generously sponsored by our sector champion, Plan A, powered by Staffstat. Welcome back to a new episode of Coming of Age. In countries with a shortage of healthcare workers, internationally educated nurses, often called IENs, are increasingly helping to bridge the gap. We wanted to hear from some IENs to learn about what informed their decisions to move to another country. We wanted to know about their experiences in moving and what helped them along the way. We also wanted to learn what more could be done to support more seamless transitions into nursing roles in Canada. In today's episode, we've invited two internationally educated nurses onto our podcast, Mac Puno and Nanette Garcia. Both Mac and Nanette graduated from nursing in the Philippines and moved to Canada with the goal of becoming licensed nurses here. Today, we'll hear about Mac and Annette's journeys from the Philippines to working in a long-term care home in Sault Ste. Marie in Northern Ontario, Canada. Let's dive in. I am so delighted to welcome you, Mac, and you, Nanette, to our podcast. You are joining us from Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Canada. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes. How are you, Donna? How are you, Nanette? Thank you for having us.
So for our listeners, perhaps you could share a bit about yourself and what brought you to Canada and how did you end up in Sault Ste. Marie?
Thank you so much for having us this afternoon. It's our pleasure to share our experience here in Canada as an internationally educated nurses. So my name is Mac Leonard Puno. So you can call me Mac for short. I'm an internationally educated nurses and I'm a registered nurse originally from the Philippines, and I've been here in Canada for almost 3 years, and I started here in Canada as international student from one of the college here in northern part of Ontario. Actually, while studying to be a registered practical nurse, I'm working as a personal support worker in long-term care here in Sault Ste. Marie. Recently, I did my clinical consolidation to fulfill my program in practical nursing in one of the established long-term care here in Canada.
Well, everybody, I think, in the Philippines wanted to make a brighter future in another country because, first of all, Canada has like a sufficient employment and the needs for the healthcare workers. So when I chose to be like a nurse in the Philippines, I wanted to work here in Canada, and then one of the goals is to live here for good. So Sault Ste. Marie is in need of healthcare workers, and they also have this pilot program to be a permanent resident here in northern part of Ontario. That's why I'm here now, to pursue that dream, to work here and just stay here for good, because Canada has a lot to offer.
Yeah, it's certainly a different country, and you're very far away from home. I'm always curious as to why you would choose Canada and not another country. Did you consider other options, Nanette?
Actually, I considered the US as well, but when I discovered that Canada has like a better healthcare services and also good benefits when you retire, and also the people here are so welcoming. I also have some relatives here in Canada, so I just decided to just pursue my dreams here.
I'm sure those personal connections really do help. And Mac, did you consider any other destinations?
I have various reasons why I chose Canada. Definitely, I know you will agree with me that Canada is known for its high-quality healthcare system. And nurses may want to be part of a system that is emphasized patient and care and safety. As Nanette said, Canada has a growing demand for healthcare professionals, including nurses, due to factors that such as aging population and the need to replace retiring nurses in Canada. So that is the reason why I chose Canada.
It's so wonderful to hear your passion and your compassion really come through in terms of both of you clearly have a sense of purpose. When you studied in the Philippines and became a nurse in the Philippines, how many years did you go to university?
To be a nurse in the Philippines, you need to study for almost 4 years also. So it's either college or in university. So I did mine in St. Jude College, Manila, and I studied for almost 4 years. Then after that, I need to prepare for at least 6 months for the licensure examination. So more or less, it's more on 4.5 or roughly 5 years to become a registered nurse in the Philippines. But during that time, there's a lot of graduate nurses. So I ended in a pharmaceutical industry. So then after 10 years, I didn't practice my profession. I don't have any safe practice during that time. So then pandemic came. I decided to go back in my first lab, which is nursing. Then I ended here in Canada.
And Nanette, what was your educational journey in the Philippines?
Yeah, same as Mac. I also had to study like 4.5 years to become a nurse. But because we have this Kurso ng Bayan, when we say it in Tagalog, Kurso ng Bayan is like a national program of the Philippines, is nursing. And also like the employment is really crashing down. I couldn't get like a nursing position in a hospital because they're like, their hiring for nursing is frozen. When I passed my nursing licensure exam, I had to become a volunteer nurse. So volunteer nurse, you cannot be paid. So of course, I cannot really stay long for that. So I went to aesthetic. So I was called nurse therapist. So I had to do facial. So it's just a very basic nursing skills about skin. So I really didn't practice my in-depth nursing knowledge and skills. That's why I decided to work on getting visa here and even study again to become a real nurse, like in a nursing home or a hospital, because I couldn't do it in my own country.
Such a story that there's this overproduction or overeducation and creating far more supply than there is demand in the country.
Mm-hmm. That's why Mac became a medical representative instead of a nurse.
Yeah. So during that time, there's lots of Filipino nurses graduate, but most of us ended in pharmaceutical industry, PPOs, companies, and then sometimes we do volunteers in the public hospitals without any pay, just to gain experience.
So when you were looking at coming to Canada, how did you get assessed and what more you would need to do to refresh your academic training?
So from my experience, being an international student is like faster and easier to get here. And well, I'm not getting younger, so I really didn't mind to go back to school for 2 years, as long as I'm already here.
Taking an international student path helped you with your visa help you get located and anchored in a community without you having to do that on their own?
If you're a nurse in your home country, like us in the Philippines, if you planning to go here in Canada to practice your profession as a nurse, you have two options. First is to undergo for an assessment, or as Nanette said, if you want to a fast track or fast entry in Canada, you can do international student pathway, or you can do the bridging program. And what I did was, since I don't have any clinical practice or say practice, so I'm not qualified to do the bridging program. So I ended with practical nursing, which is a little bit downgrade in my part, because since way back home, I gained the RN education. Just to go here in Canada, initially I did the practical nursing and I completed a nursing education program approved by the nursing regulatory body in the province of Ontario. And then I obtained a diploma for 2-year practical nursing in Sioux College specifically.
Is there anything that could be make things easier?
As an international educated nurses, we face several challenges when transitioning and practicing in Canada. One of these are the assessment to become RN or RPN here in Canada, specifically in Ontario. But we're so lucky, actually, luckily, the province of Ontario are making their efforts to attract more nurses, including IENs or internationally educated nurses, to come and work and practice their professions here in Ontario. So actually they created some programs and inducements for newly grad nurses and IENs. Why? Because IENs had to go to their home country to work for a minimum of 2 to 3 months to meet the evidence of practice requirements. So it was a huge inconvenience for many IENs due to the expenses and delay in completing the requirements. So finally, I believe SPF program provides the opportunity for IENs like us and the other nurses returning to practice to complete their evidence of practice here in Ontario. So meaning we don't need to leave and return. We can save money and of course time.
That is something we heard a lot about from our long-term care homes, where they had internationally educated nurses who needed to go back to their home country to get those months of safe practice evidence and then come back. That is progress. We celebrate progress here. It's important.
We are so happy and, of course, thankful for the effort of Canada. To become a nurse in Canada, specifically in Ontario, is a lot of challenges and very costly, but that is the process. We need to embrace it. But good thing they're making some inducements or help for us to navigate or to facilitate faster to practice our profession here in Ontario.
It really is a critical time. It's so interesting to hear you reflect on what drew you here and what's going to keep you here. So Sault Ste. Marie is a beautiful place, and it's what we call the near north in Ontario, and a lot of trees and not as many people as you would have in Manila. Has the college and the community, have they welcomed you?
Well, so college really did amazing in welcoming us because they let us know the culture here in Canada. They also let us showcase our own culture, the Filipino culture, to the school. I think that was last 2021. We had this ASCO. We built our own tree, Christmas tree, inside the school. And they let us showcase our food delicacies, like desserts, what we bring to the table during Christmas in the Philippines. And that's when also all of the Filipino students and, of course, other students coming from other countries also joined us. So they really did a good job for welcoming us.
And Mac, is that your experience as well?
Oh, you know what, Donna? I know you will agree with me that moving to a new country can be a significant life change, right? And it often involves adapting to a new climate, what else, culture, and of course, social environment. And homesickness is a huge challenge for me. Adjusting to a new culture can be very challenging. So learning about Canadian customs, traditions, and some etiquette can make the transition smoother. And it's also an opportunity to embrace and appreciate the diverse culture of, or the diversity of Canadian culture. When I first came here, I immediately called my mom and I said, I want to go back home. And it's really cold in here. And I think getting dressing appropriately for the weather and stay alive and enjoy outdoor activities during the appropriate seasons, such as summer, helped me to adapt to the climate properly or as soon as possible. Yeah.
It is cold here. I spent a year and a half when I was younger living in Germany, and I had a foundation in the language, but I didn't speak the language really well. And so sometimes my brain got tired because I had to try and think in German all the time. And you're always translating, and it could be really isolating. But I do remember the winter was really cold, and I was complaining about the winter. And they said, but you're Canadian. And I said, yes. And in Canada, we stay inside. We know how to bundle up, and we know when to go outside and when not to go outside. But to that point, Mac, your point around the different culture and customs, I'm really curious about how you found your way into long-term care. Is this something you see a lot of in the Philippines? Because for our listeners, Mac and Nanette, you are both working in the Mapleview home in Sault Ste. Marie currently, which is a long-term care home.
In the Philippines, we don't have a lot of long-term care. So it's a big opportunity for us to practice our profession here in the long-term care setting. And I think working in a long-term care provides the opportunity to develop meaningful relationships with the residents and, of course, their families over an extended period of time. And if you think about it, it can be a deeply rewarding because as a nurse, they can make a positive impact on their lives and, of course, their well-being. Secondly, as a nurse in the long-term care, there is a continuity of care. Is, I believe, unlike other healthcare settings where patients' turnover is high, and then nurses will get to know their residents' medical histories, what else, preferences, and of course, their daily routines, which is enabling us to provide more personalized and comprehensive care. And aside from fulfilling relationships and continuity of care, there are diverse skills set up in long-term care. Others said that working in a long-term care is boring. There's no lots of opportunity to learn. There's no limited skills. I disagree with that because long-term care exposes new nurses a wide range of medical conditions, including chronic illnesses and complex care needs. And as a new generation nurse, this experience will, of course, enable us or helps the new nurses here in Canada to develop a diverse skill set and expertise in managing various health conditions. And of course, nurses can obtain professional growth in long-term care because in long-term care, they can often provide opportunity to professional growth and advancement. And nurses may have the chance to specialize in areas such as gerontology. They can be a wound care nurse. And of course, they can be a palliative nurse. And who knows, they can take a leadership role within the facility. So those are the reason why I see myself working in a long-term care as soon as possible.
Oh, wow. And Nanette, I know that you said that you formed a real connection. You found your home in long-term care. Could you maybe speak to that?
Yeah, it's like my passion because I grew up with my grandmother. So it's like working, but at the same time, I feel like I love what I do. So it doesn't feel like I'm really working. Little thing that you do for them, they really appreciate it already. And it makes your heart flutter because the relationship is, it's a good relationship. The longer that you know them, the quality of your healthcare service is much, much better. Like the, like you deliver an optimum care to them.
My father lived his last days in a long-term care home, and he had end-stage Alzheimer's. And the care team members really did become part of our support network, not just his. So for my mother and my sisters and me, and he lived in long-term care for just under 3 years. And so, and we were there every day. So you do have that foundational, and those connections really matter. And it's so compelling to hear you talk. I know from as a family member what it felt like, but it's so wonderful to hear your commitment and your compassion and empathy that really comes through. Mac and Annette, you've spoken so eloquently about what is the value of working in a long-term care home. And now you've both finished your studies. So you're finished at Sioux College. Do you feel well supported in your work environment as you make the transition? And Nanette, you've written your exam for nursing and passed your exam?
Yes, I did. Finally, the process is really, thank you. It's really tough, the process, but well, at least I finally made it. After I've written the exam, because MapleView is hiring maybe 2 or 3 positions for RPN, I immediately told them that I am very interested to become an RPN. So I just started last night orientating with another RPN. So yeah, they were very supportive.
That's so wonderful to hear because you want a supportive work environment. And Mac, have you written the exam yet?
Oh, not yet. I'm planning to take as soon as possible. Yeah, but I agree with Nanette. Fairness to our supportive employer, which is Extended Care MapleView. They are so supportive in terms of our professional growth. And not only that, they are so open to meet our goals in life to practice our profession or nursing profession.
You talked about your connections with the residents and the family and your team members at MapleView. You know, you've been living in Sault Ste. Marie for a number of years now. Have you settled into the community?
Oh, yes. Especially Mac. Mac is so friendly and very approachable. But yeah, I am too. Like whenever I go outside, I would approach some of the families because they're already familiar with me. They already know me. I feel like at home with the community because well, I already know some of the people who live here in Sioux.
So you're the politician, are you, Mac? Where yeah. You get to know everybody yes. Shaking hands.
I think he's going to win mayor.
Actually, I want to share this short story. There's a one resident. He's really kind and their family is also kind. And then, unfortunately, came to the point that he's become palliative and eventually he died. And then I saw the family outside. They just gave me a hug and then they said, thank you for taking care of my dad. It's really fulfilling in your part that as a nurse, as a caregiver, as a personal support worker, it's really important to give your best quality care that they deserve. It's fulfilling. And I'm so happy during that time. And I'm teary-eyed because I hear they are a good appreciation from their family members. So very fulfilling to work in a long-term care setting.
Is there anything that would make your transition here easier and better?
They need to shorten or expedite the credentials process so that will help us to practice our profession here in Canada. Specifically in Ontario. And I know I heard in some of the international students are having a difficulty to find a house here in specifically in Sault Ste. Marie. So I think the schools or the mayor needs to find a ways to encourage other owners of houses to accept international students to rent in their home if possible. And I think they need to provide a concrete plan to address this issue of low housing here in our city.
And Nanette, would you agree?
I agree with Matt. So I think that would also increase the number of healthcare workers. From my opinion, I think removing the credentials or the standards to if they can remove this NNAS, that's what I'm thinking. So it would be just a fast track and no need to also spend a lot of money.
Here's a thought. What if Sioux College or one of the universities had a partnership with your university in Manila or whichever university you went to, and you could have gone back even for 6 months in your home country and then pre-qualified to come here?
That would be a good idea, like partnership.
So if they had the same curriculum and the same exams?
Wow, that's a great idea, Donna.
Yeah, it's just, actually the theory is the same, but the settings is different. But if you check the books that we are using, the theories that we are using is the same. So, yeah, and in terms of the regulatory bodies, I could say that one of the challenges for the IENs or international student is the recognitions of our credentials and qualifications. And I think, in my opinion, Canadian nursing regulatory bodies have specific requirements that IENs and international students must meet to obtain licensure, right? So this often includes the exams, assessment of educational credentials, and of course, the clinical competencies evaluation. So in my opinion, I think the process can be time-consuming and it's really complex and of course, it's costly.
I was going to say, it sounds expensive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are there any other things that are different? Do we have different supplies or different equipment here or different ways or methodologies that would vary?
I could say that Canadian healthcare system, it's really advanced. The equipment here is so advanced and the supplies, it's 100% as compared in a home country. There are some limited resources available there. But in fairness to other hospitals, they are so supportive and also they have a advanced technology. But as compared in other far-flung area in the Philippines, so that's the main problem. But here, wherever you go, there's a huge support and the technology and the equipments are really advanced. So I think that's the best answer to that question.
It's something I'd never really thought of. I think there are things that we take for granted here as, well, of course, we all have an ultrasound machine. Of course, we all have these electronic blood pressure cuffs and digital readers and things. Of course we do. But even some of the products might be very different. I'm very excited for you, Nanette, and congratulations on your new role.
Thank you. I had a very great first day in Maple View as an RPN because, well, I had also a very good teacher, the RPN who works there for a long time. Yeah, he was really great. He covers all the things that I need to learn.
Oh, that's wonderful. Congratulations. And Mac, you're preparing for your exam. I want to say best wishes and congratulations to you on your journey and look forward to your run for mayor one day. Thank you to both of you for your leadership, for your compassion, your empathy, for your professionalism, for your commitment, your curiosity, and most of all, your courage for joining us and taking a big leap in search of a bigger purpose. It gives me great hope to know that the future care of seniors is in such extraordinary hands. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for listening to Coming of Age, the podcast that is changing the conversation on seniors' care and aging. We hope this episode brings a new perspective and inspires you to continue the conversation with your colleagues, friends, and family. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast so that more listeners will join our community of changemakers in seniors' care. Until next time, I'm your host, Donna Duncan. Keep well.
This episode was generously sponsored by our sector champion, Plan A, powered by Staffstat. Plan A, powered by Staffstat, is the only focus specifically on seniors care. It marries people and culture to innovation to help long-term care and retirement homes optimize their staffing. Learn more about their mission to ensure senior care organizations across Canada have access to a strategy that keeps their frontline employees supported and their residents safe and cared for. Visit www.jointheateam.com.